You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. Pope Francis on Friday said the Church's teaching on marriage is not an ideal for the few, but a reality that, in the grace of Christ, can be experienced by all the baptized. The Holy Father was speaking to the Tribunal of the Roman Rota, the Vatican court which mainly, though not exclusively, deals with marriage annulment cases. Following the Holy Father's allocution, as it is known, I spoke with one of the judges of the Roman Rota, Franciscan priest and prelate auditor of the Tribunal of the Roman Rota, Monsignor David Maria Jaeger.
It is a very densely packed speech, and I think that every line of it will merit very close study. Now, in speaking afterwards with professors of canon law, I have heard this comment that particularly striking was the Holy Father's corrective to the idea of some that a person must be a particularly zealous, active, practicing Christian to be able to contract marriage in the Church. This is not so, the Holy Father says. Baptism itself infuses a habit of faith which perseveres mysteriously in the soul, even when the person is not psychologically and visibly a particularly active practicing Christian. For marriage to be null in a particular case, it is not enough not to have active, explicit, zealous faith, but it is required that person has actually rejected the sacramentality of marriage or excluded something essential to marriage from the marriage consent. Otherwise, the natural consent, as the Church has always taught, the Holy Father insists on this, is sufficient to make a marriage which between two baptized parties is also a sacrament. At the same time, this is not a reason for complacency. The Holy Father, citing his predecessors and making explicit reference to the recent synods and bishops, says that it is a grave duty and an urgent challenge to take marriage as an occasion for pastors to educate the parties in the faith, to use it as a precious occasion for, as it were, a new catechumenate in the faith, without that being a condition for the validity of the marriage. There is a balancing operation here that must be read and understood completely.
Well, what would you say then to the people, and there are not a few of them these days, who would set up truth and mercy in opposition to one another? I ask especially since much of the work of the Rota, not all of it, of course, but the lion's share of the Rota's work, it does involve determining the truth about whether a putative marriage was in fact valid, about whether two Catholics, two Christians, ever did enter into a valid marriage contract with one another. Were the Holy Father's remarks instructive in this direction?
What I hear canonists say in these past hours is that they understood it to mean that the exploration by the church's court, specifically the Roman Rota, of why a marriage in a given case might have been, if that is the decision, was not productive of the bond, is itself a form of teaching about the truth of marriage. What is needed for marriage to be true, as the Creator intended and as Christ had in mind, as it were, when elevating it between the baptized to the dignity of a sacrament. And here there is a special attention to the nature of marriage as a community of love, of life and love, as the Second Vatican Council taught. I think canon lawyers think that we are still exploring the fullness of that definition offered by the Second Vatican Council. How do you measure love in terms of validity of a contract, or of a sacramental contract especially, is an area we explore. Now, mercy and justice, mercy and truth, can never be in opposition, because mercy is part of truth. There is no truth that is not merciful. So I think this is not very often adverted to by people who set up a false opposition. Usually we hear that it observed correctly that there is no mercy that is opposed to truth. But it is equally true, is it not, that there is no truth where there is no mercy. And we need all of us to learn about the wholeness of truth and mercy together. Now, certainly the Holy Father in this address, as very, very often since the beginning of the pontificate, calls on all of us, ministers in the church, the whole church, and in a particular way upon the Roman Rota, because of its work that, as you said, is statistically concerned mostly about marriage nullity cases. It is incumbent on all of us to take into account the situation of families that, as the Pope said, are wounded, wounded by sin and wounded by the vicissitudes, by the troubles of life. And this means that, as the canon lawyers present that spoke to me observed to me, this means that we must not easily dismiss the claim that is made, when it is made, that in the given case, the indissoluble bond of marriage had not in fact been produced. And we must look into that very seriously, and to see whether in the given case, indeed, the bond of marriage had not been produced, and so that the parties may be declared to be free of such a bond and better able to rebuild their lives. This is a very delicate task, because sometimes people are pained. Even those whose marriages have existentially failed are pained by a declaration that seems to them to say that there had never been anything between them. And it is important for shepherds of souls to explain that such a decision, when it comes, does not say that there had never been a loving relationship between the parties, that the sacrifices that for a while at least they had made for each other would be without value. This is also part of being attentive to the woundedness of couples that come before us.
That was Monsignor David Maria Jaeger of the Tribunal of the Roman Rota speaking with me, Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.